This is the Sakh Armoli of the 4th of September 2025. Essence. Sweet children, the Father, the ocean of love, gives you your inheritance of love at the confluence age. Therefore, give love to everyone and never become angry. Question. What path does the Father show you in order for you to keep your register good? Answer. The Father shows you the path of love. He gives you Srimat. Children, interact with everyone with love. Do not cause sorrow for anyone. Never perform any wrong acts with your physical senses. Always check. Do I have any devilish traits? Am I moody? Do I become upset over anything? Song. This time is passing by. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children heard the song. Day by day we are going closer to our home, that is, to our destination. Don't now be careless about what Srimat says. We receive the Father's direction to give everyone the message. You children understand that you have to give the message to hundreds of thousands. The time will come when they will come. When many come, they will then give the message to many more. Everyone is going to receive the Father's message. This message is very easy. Simply tell them, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. Don't perform any bad acts with your physical senses, in your thoughts, words, or actions. First it enters your mind and then it's put into words. You now need the intellects to understand right from wrong. This is an act of charity. I have to do this. If there is any thought in your heart of becoming angry, each of you has an intellect that knows if you become angry, it would be a sin. By remembering the Father, you become a charitable soul. It shouldn't be that you do something wrong and then say that it won't happen again. By continuing to say that, it becomes a habit. Human beings perform such acts, and yet they don't think that they are sins. They don't think that indulging in vice is a sin. The Father has now told you that that is the greatest sin. You have to gain victory over that and give everyone the Father's message, which is that the Father says, remember me, because death is standing in front of you. When someone is about to die, he is told, remember God the Father, remember God the Father. They think that he is going to God the Father, but they don't understand what happens by remembering God the Father or where that soul goes. That soul leaves a body and takes another. No one can go to God the Father. Therefore, you children need to have imperishable remembrance of the Eternal Father. When people become tamopradan and unhappy, they say to one another, remember God the Father. All souls say this to one another. It is souls who say this, is it not? It is not the Supreme Soul who says this. Souls say to souls, remember the Father. This is a common system. At the time of death, they remember God because there is fear of God. They believe that God gives the fruit of good and bad acts. If you have performed bad acts, God gives a lot of punishment through Dharamraj. This is why there is fear. There is definitely the suffering of karma. You children now understand the significance of action, neutral action, and sinful action. You know that those acts are neutral acts. The acts you perform while in remembrance are good acts. People in the kingdom of Ravan only perform bad acts. In the kingdom of Rama, there can never be bad acts. You now continue to receive Srimat. When you are invited somewhere, ask whether you should go or not. Continue to ask for advice in regard to everything. For example, if someone works as a policeman, he is told, first explain with love. If they don't tell the truth, you can then use force. By your explaining with love, they may own up. However, if that love is filled with the power of yoga, anyone will understand when you explain with the power of love. It would be as though God is explaining. You children of God are yogis. You also have godly power. God is the ocean of love. He has this power. He gives you all that inheritance. You know that there is a great deal of love in the golden age. You are now claiming the full inheritance of love. While claiming this and making effort number-wise, you will become lovely. The Father says, don't cause anyone sorrow, otherwise you will die in sorrow. The Father shows you this path of love. When something enters your mind, it also appears on your face. And if it is performed through your physical senses, your register is spoilt. The character and activities of the deities are praised. This is why Baba says, explain to the worshippers of the deities. They sing the praise, you are full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees full. Then they also speak of their own characters and behavior. Tell them, you were like that, but you are not that now, though you will definitely become that again. If you want to become like those deities, make your characters like theirs, and you will become like them. Check yourselves. Have I become completely viceless? Do I have any devilish traits? Do I become upset or moody in any way? You have made this effort innumerable times. The Father says, you have to become like that. The one who is making you become like that is also present. He says, cycle after cycle, I make you become like that. Those who took this knowledge a cycle ago will definitely come and take it. You are inspired to make effort, and you are also carefree. The drama is fixed in this way. Some say, if it's in the drama, I will definitely do it. If I have that part, the drama will make me do it. It is understood from this that it is not in their fortune. At the beginning, there was someone who became upset. It wasn't in his fortune. He said, if it's in the drama, then the drama will inspire me to make effort. Then he left. You come across many like that. Your aim and objective is in front of you. Each of you has a badge. Just as you look at your chart, in the same way, look at your badge. Look at your behavior and your character. Never have criminal eyes. Never allow anything evil to emerge from your lips. If no one says anything evil, how could your ears hear anything evil? In the golden age, everyone has divine virtues. There is nothing evil there. They too will have claimed their reward from the Father. Tell everyone, Remember the Father, and your sins will be absolved. There is no loss in this. Each soul carries his samskaras with him. Someone who is a sannyasi will go into the sannyas religion. Their tree continues to grow. At this time, you are changing. It is human beings who change into deities. Not everyone will come down together. They will come down number-wise. In a play, actors do not go onto the stage until it is their turn. They remain backstage. When it is their time, they go onto the stage to play their parts. Those dramas are limited, whereas this drama is unlimited. It is in your intellects that you are actors, and that you have to play your parts at the right time. This is an unlimited, huge tree. You come and go number-wise. At first there was only the one religion. Not all religions can come first. Those of the deity religion will go down first to play their parts. That too is number-wise. You have to understand the secrets of the tree. The Father comes and explains this knowledge of the whole Kalpa tree. This tree is then compared to the incorporeal tree. Only the one Father says, "I am the seed of the human world tree." The tree is not merged in the seed, but the knowledge of the tree is merged in the seed. Everyone has his own part to play. This is a living tree. The leaves on this tree will also emerge, number-wise. No one understands this tree. The seed of this tree is up above. This is why it is called an inverted tree. The Father who is the Creator is up above. You know that we have to go home to the place where souls reside. We now have to become pure and return home. It is with your power of yoga that the whole world becomes pure. A pure world is needed for you. When you become pure, the world has to be made pure. Everyone becomes pure. It is now in your intellects that a mind and intellect are in each soul. Souls are living. It is souls who imbibe knowledge. Therefore, sweetest children, your intellects should understand the whole significance of how you take rebirth. When your cycle of 84 births comes to an end, so does the cycle of everyone else. Everyone becomes pure. This drama is eternal. It doesn't stop for even a second. Whatever happens, second by second, it repeats after a cycle. Every soul has an imperishable part recorded in him. Those actors play their parts for 2 to 4 hours. However, souls receive natural parts. Therefore, you children should have so much happiness. The praise of supersensuous joy is of this confluence age. The Father comes and gives us constant happiness for 21 births. This is something to be happy about. Those who understand well and explain well remain engaged in doing service. When some children get angry, that anger also creates anger in others. It takes two hands to clap. It isn't like that there. Here, you children receive teachings. If someone gets angry, shower him with flowers. Explain to him with love that anger is an evil spirit. It causes a great deal of loss. Never get angry. there shouldn't be any anger in anyone who is teaching. Everyone continues to make effort number-wise. Some make intense effort, and others are slack in their efforts. Those who are slack in their efforts definitely have themselves defamed. Wherever those who have anger go, they will be made to leave. Those with bad characters will not be able to stay here. When the examination finishes, it will become known who becomes what. You will have visions of everything. Each one is praised according to his activity. You children know the beginning, middle, and end of the drama. All of you are those who know the things within, Antaryami. You souls within you know how the world cycle turns. You have the knowledge of the activity and character of the human beings of the whole world, and the knowledge of all the religions too. This is known as being Antaryami, a soul knowing everything. It isn't that God resides in every place. What need would there be for him to know all of that? Even now, he tells us, whatever effort you make, you will receive the reward of that accordingly. What need is there for me to know all of that? Whatever someone does, he will experience the punishment for that. If your behavior is like that, you will claim a very degraded status. Your status will be very low. In a worldly school, if you don't pass, you have to study for another year. However, this study is for cycle after cycle. If you don't study now, you will not study every cycle. You should claim the full godly lottery. Only you children understand these things. When Bharat is the land of happiness, everyone else will be in the land of peace. You children should have so much happiness that your days of happiness are now here. When the days of Deepmala come close, people have so much happiness because only a few more days then remain before they will wear new clothes. You also say that heaven is coming. If we decorate ourselves, we will experience a lot of happiness in heaven. The wealthy have the intoxication of their wealth. Human beings are in a deep sleep. They will then suddenly realize that you are telling the truth. They will understand the truth when they have the company of the truth. You are now in the company of the truth. You become true through the true Father. All of them become false in the company of falsehood. You have now had the contrast printed between what God says and what human beings say. You can also put that in the magazine. Ultimately, victory will be yours. Those who claimed a status before will definitely claim it again. This is certain. There is no untimely death. Your lifespans are long. When there was purity, the lifespans were long. The Father is the purifier, so he would surely have made everyone pure. It doesn't seem right to say this of Sri Krishna. Where would Sri Krishna come from at this elevated confluence age? There is no human being with those same features. 84 births, 84 features, 84 activities are all predestined in the drama. There can be no difference in that. How wonderful this drama is that has been created. Each soul is a tiny point of light and has an eternal part recorded in him. This is called the wonder of nature. When people hear this, they will be struck with wonder. However, first give them the message that they have to remember the Father. He alone is the purifier, the bestower of salvation for all. In the Golden Age, there is no mention of sorrow. There is so much sorrow in the Iron Age. However, those who understand these things are number wise. The Father explains every day, "You children understand that Shiv Baba has come to teach us and that he will then take us back home with him." Those who are in bondage have more remembrance than those who live here with Baba. They can claim an elevated status. These matters have to be understood. Some are so desperate in remembrance of Baba. The Father says, "Children, remain on the pilgrimage of remembrance of the Father and imbibe divine virtues, and your bondage will end. The urn of sin will be finished." Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Make your character and behavior like that of a deity. Don't speak any evil words. Your eyes must never become criminal. 2. The evil spirit of anger causes a great deal of damage. It takes two hands to clap. Therefore, if someone gets angry, step aside and explain to him with love. Blessing. May you become a constant embodiment of success with the method of renunciation and tapasya and service. Renunciation and tapasya are the basis of success. Only those who have the true intention of renunciation can become real servers. It is by having renunciation that you can make your own fortune and the fortune of others. To have this determination is to do tapasya. So by having renunciation, tapasya, and the intention of serving, all your limited intentions finish and the gathering becomes powerful. When one suggests something and the other one follows it, when there isn't I or you or mine or yours, you will then become an embodiment of success and free from obstacles. Slogan: not to cause sorrow for anyone, even in your thoughts, is to have complete non-violence. Abhyakt signal. Now ignite the fire of love and make your yoga volcanic. In order to make your yoga volcanic, continue to practice becoming the form of a point in a second and concentrate your mind and intellect. As soon as you say stop, let the mind and intellect become concentrated and be free from any wasteful awareness. Use this controlling power throughout the day. Control your mind and intellect with this powerful break. You should be able to focus your mind and intellect wherever you want within a second. Om Shanti.